The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations has just released the first edition of a report on the state of the world's forest genetic resources. According to the report, half of the forest species reported by countries are being threatened. Albert Nikima is a forestry officer with FAO in Rome. Hello, Mr. Nikima.
Hello.
Can you give me an idea of what the percentages of threatened tree species are for each region?
In addition to the pressure due to human activities, climate change is one of the drivers affecting forest genetic resources. The effects vary according to regions and show serious threat in many tropical countries. For example, a number of threatened species reported by countries is around 800 in sub-Saharan Africa and in Latin America, and 1,500 in Asia. In these regions, the reasons for this threat are overexploitation, conversion of forest to agricultural lands or grazing lands. So these are the main reasons. And to give you an idea of the figures we got from the country reports, nearly 4,000 species are reported by countries as threatened, while only 2,400 are included in conservation activities. You know, I would rather highlight positive functioning examples of management going on in countries. For example, it is now widely accepted that natural resources are better managed when indigenous people or local communities are involved in the management process. Examples of such successful community-based forest management are visible in a number of countries, including Brazil, Canada, Burkina Faso. And another good example comes from Niger, which is a Sahelian country, where farmers assisted natural regeneration of trees in the agroforestry systems, resulted in the improvement of the productivity of their land while preserving the biodiversity status. Many trees in this area are cut to be used as firewood or for other purposes. But when you cut a tree, the roots remain in the soil. And if you allow them to regenerate, to give new branches, they grow and become trees. So these are the kind of techniques that local people use. Of course, local people will depend on technicians to provide those technical assistance. And that's where FAO comes to look for good practices and to make them available for as many countries as necessary.
What needs to be done going forward?
FAO is now working with the country to have an implementation strategy adopted. So this implementation strategy will be discussed during the next Intergovernmental Technical Group on Forest Genetic Resources. And we hope that it will be adopted by the Commission, which will allow the countries to have an instrument to look for funds and to implement the different actions that have been identified in the Global Plan of Action.
Mr. Nikima, thank you very much.
Thank you.